Earth and Sky.
You're listening to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science podcast. Sean Lawrence Otto is on the steering committee for Science Debate 2008. What he and others in the science community hope will be the first ever U.S. presidential debate devoted to science and technology policy issues. So tell me a little bit about Science Debate 2008.
Well, Science Debate 2008 is a citizen-led initiative. We're basically a collection of concerned citizens as well as scientists and engineers and leaders from the American science and engineering community, as well as the business community and several Congress people of both political stripes, who are concerned about the future of America, the fact that the vast majority of the questions and challenges that the next president of the United States is going to be grappling with have to do with science and technology. We have seen that the public is very concerned about issues like climate change, but we've seen very little debate about them. The public's very concerned about the long-term economic competitiveness of the United States and the fundamentals of our economy. We've seen a lot of shakiness in our economy lately, and there are some short-term stimulus packages that Congress and the candidates have been talking about. But what about the long-term fundamentals? You know, half of our growth in the American gross domestic product over the last half century has come from science and engineering. There's no other debate topic that can claim anything close to that kind of influence. So we think the candidates for president really ought to be debating these issues.
Is science really as important to the folks at home listening as issues like health and Iraq?
Well, health is about science. And what we're really interested in doing is talking about science policy. This isn't going to be a science quiz. We're interested in the candidates' policy positions on issues that really pull at the top of interest for all Americans. And healthcare and the healthcare crisis is a big part of that, as well as climate change and the environment and the economy and economic competitiveness.
The U.S. has gotten along for 50-odd years as the world leader on science and technology. And so far, we're on top. China's gaining on us. Why the big need now for a presidential debate on science?
Well, what's happened over the last several years is we've begun to slip. It started most likely, many people suggest, in the 80s with the beginning of exporting our manufacturing base. But there's been a number of landmark reports out in the last several years, starting with the Business Roundtable report in 2005, as well as the National Academy of Sciences released a report in 2005 called Rising Above the Gathering Storm that was the foundation for the America Competes Act of 2007. And both of those reports talked about our declining economic competitiveness. Most people don't realize it, but by 2010, that's just in 2 years, 90% of all scientists and engineers will live in Asia. So how are we going to compete in a world economy where science and engineering have created half of our economy? Now the rules have changed. 90% of all scientists and engineers are going to be living in Asia and are going to be making an average of $15 an hour. How do you stay ahead? The only answer is to innovate. And the only way we can innovate in this country is by elevating it as a national priority. And that has to come from the president.
Could you maybe tell us a little bit about what this debate might look like?
Well, we're going to be appointing a nonpartisan panel of scientists and science policy people from a broad range of political perspectives and experience to a panel that is going to be deciding these questions. You know, we've had thousands of questions submitted by our signers, and we're going to be going through all of those with this nonpartisan panel and determining what the questions are. Our goal is to make this as informative and probing a debate as we possibly can.
Maybe we could talk a little bit about global warming. What should the presidential candidates be talking about here? The U.S. is hardwired for carbon. It looks like CO2 emissions have risen since 2000, and they're projected to rise by 20% in 2020, according to a recent study.
Well, they should be talking about exactly that. We don't prescribe what positions they should take or suggest solutions that they should be talking about. We just suggest that they need to be engaging on these urgent questions of science and technology, and climate change is certainly one of them that they need to tackle head on, and they need to do it more aggressively and more specifically than they have.
There's also energy research, the DOE's research and development into all the different kinds of energy, hydrogen, electricity, fossil, renewables, efficiency, fusion, vision. All that's dropped sharply since the energy crisis of the 1970s.
Yeah, not only has it been dropped, but, you know, you look at the ITER project, which is an international fusion energy electrical generating engine, and much of the fundamental science has been done, much of the engineering has been done, at least through the design phase. We've been investing along with 7 other countries for many years in this, and in the 2008 omnibus budget bill, when it was time to fund the actual beginning of construction, we cut our funding for that. Now, that has the potential to revolutionize clean energy for the world. We're talking about electrical generation without any kind of pollution. Why we cut the funding for this is a mystery to almost everyone in the science policy field.
What is the most important thing that you'd like the public to know about Science Debate 2008?
This is about the future of America. This is a chance to assess the candidates' visionary leadership on the most important questions that are going to be facing America in the next 10 years. This is about the future of your job and whether you're going to be able to continue to have a high-quality job. This is about the future of your children and the kind of world that they're going to be moving into as you leave it. This is about the future of the health of your family and whether you're going to enjoy good health or whether you're going to see quality health care move further and further out of reach.
That was Sean Lawrence Otto on the steering committee of a proposed Science Debate 2008 for this year's presidential election in the U.S. You can subscribe to this and other free science podcasts at our website. Come to the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar for EarthSky's Clear Voices for Science podcast.
We're at earthsky.org.